Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line this morning is David Arredondo. We usually have him on for political commentary or when we're in Lorraine to talk about his time, or maybe about the World Cup. It depends on what he chooses to talk about. But we bring him on today because of the passing of columnist, newspaper man. I mean, if you use the word newspaper man, he's kind of the guy that kind of still comes to mind, Dick Fagler, who has passed away. And David, you spent a number of years at the time when Dick then moved over to WVIZ PBS with his program, correct?
Yes. Good morning, Craig and Bruce. Dick was, we turned out at the end to be pretty good friends in more ways than one off the set of WVIZ Channel 25. He had that show for a number of years, beginning on Channel 3. Then he switched over some years later over to WVIZ, and that's where he ended up in 2013 when he finally retired. I was with him for 5 years, beginning in October of 2008, and the occasion of my first visit was to talk about the vice presidential debate between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin. And as the saying from Casablanca, it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
David, how did that come to be? Did you approach him? Did they approach you? How did that all, you know, come together?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting how it was. So Rob Frost, who's chairman of the Cuyahoga County Republican Party, was asked by Fagler to be a guest of maybe once a month or so. And for whatever reason, he declined, and they were desperately looking for a Republican because all of their guests were either newspaper men or folks over on the left. And so Frost called Helen Hurst and asked Helen if she would be on there, and there's no way Helen would be on, so she asked me if I would do it, and I said, yeah, I'll reach out to them. So they said, come on down, and we're going to have you do this first show, and you're going to be on with Mark Namek and with Connie Schultz and with Dick and with me. It was 3-1, essentially, talking about the debate. And I remember going in there, and Dick, as people describe him, with this curmudgeonly look on him and, not very friendly. I walk in and I shake hands and he says, you were a delegate to the Democratic Convention in 1972 for George McGovern. And I says, yeah, how did you know that? He says, I looked you up on the political graveyard and I read about you. And it kind of like took me aback to say, well, but this guy's a newspaper man. That's the kind of thing you do is you research, things. So we went on the air, and for the first few years, he didn't like me. We didn't get along too well. Off camera, we were, cordial, and I got to meet his wife, Julie. She was a wonderful individual. But over the years, we warmed up, and at the end, we parted on really, really good terms.
David, was that, I don't want to call it dislike, that might not be fair, but was it because of political viewpoints?
I believe so. Oh, yeah. Because we would go nose to nose on the air. He would not give me any slack. He'd be figuratively in my face, and if I was sitting next to him, he'd be literally in my face. But he eased up. One of the questions that he posed one time to me, or rhetorically on the set while we were rolling the show here, I think it was in the wake of the Occupy Wall Street protests of 2010, 2011 or so. And he states, have you ever seen our country as divided as it is today? And I shot back and I said, yeah, definitely during the Vietnam War. And if you remember 1968, 50 years ago, the Chicago Convention, which he covered, and the Vietnam War protests, and he was a reporter in Vietnam. He, you know, he kind of looked at me and he thought back and, you know, agreed, yeah, that was a pretty contentious time. We had riots and all sorts of just bad feelings in households between generations. And so, we agreed that that was pretty much the most contentious time we've seen since the Civil War.
David Arredondo is our guest this morning, talking about the passing of Dick Fagler and your time with him on WVIZ Channel 25. David, I would watch the show most every week, and as you mentioned, you were usually outnumbered 3-1. What was that like for you?
Well, as I you know, it's kind of funny because Dick would be, you know, contentious and be really berating me or whatever and arguing with me. And then we'd come off stage, and there were a couple of times when he, you know, says, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I was, you know, a little bit harsh or whatever the case. And I says, well, you know, I really shrugged it off. It was something that came with the turf. And, you know, it was almost, you know, it made me think, he's like a guy who's an abuser, beats his wife, and then, you know, says, geez, you know, I'm really sorry, I won't do it again. But, I told, you know, my standard answer to him or anybody else who would, you know, say the same thing, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to, nothing personal. And I say, hey, I'm from Lorraine. I'm used to taking it on 3, 4, 10 libs at a time. So this is nothing.
David Arredondo joining us this morning, sharing a little bit of his thoughts of his time with Dick Fagler. And we appreciate a little bit of that insight this morning, David. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for having me on, and Dick will be missed. He hasn't been on or hasn't written for a while, but I'm sure, you know, many folks will continue to remember him for many years, and I hope to be able to go to the funeral.
Yep.
So
well,
thanks for having me on.
Sure, no problem. Thanks very much, David. David Arredondo joining us this morning, giving a little insight into that. Of course, Craig, you know, you can read Dick Fagler's columns had been published into a book, Fagler's Cleveland, as well as Did You Read Fagler Today, where he would have a lot of things. He's one of these guys, according to the sort of the bio on that, he began writing obituaries for the Cleveland Press back in the early days. And, of course, that's kind of where a lot of people start with that. They get those together, and then they move on and eventually had a regular column. And then he made its way into television with some of the daily commentaries that they would be provided. Then he also did a little bit of news anchoring, too.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
In that. But you always could tell a little bit. He had a great facial expressions that he could use. That's one thing about him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was kind of like you know how we think of Andy Rooney with some of the different things. He would ponder on certain things, but he would provide some insight,
right,
with a little bit of humor, and was able to express that quite well. In fact, his one popular column, Christmas and Ida's, was turned into a play, stage production as well. So he kind of has playwright a little bit into his resume. Here's one of the Christmas commentary that he did for when he was at his time for WKYC. It's just a minute long.
It's the night for love and memories are, you know, what you make them. I've got a plastic Taiwanese Christmas tree. 10 years ago, when I moved into a high-rise, I was told it was the only kind that was allowed. In the first couple of years I had it, putting it up was about as nostalgic and moving as a trip for root canal work. I tried spraying pine deodorant on it to give it a whiff of authenticity, and I did. It smelled like an authentic men's room in a Sunoco station. But you know, I've had the tree 10 years now, and it's not so bad. It's become okay. We've shared some memories now, the plastic tree and me, and my attitude about it has changed. Now it has some Christmas spirit because I permitted it to have some. This is a night when we think about blessings that come to us from up above, but we really have to meet those halfway with blessings we manufacture ourselves. And if a plastic tree can become almost real, maybe almost anything can.